I think religion's fascinating. You know, Adam and Eve kicked out of paradise for eating an apple. An apple? Would you ever been tempted by an apple? I've been like, Kerber and Carmel, come back to me. Hey, you got a cake back there? I love cake. Jesus, of course, was a carpenter. We all know that. You think Jesus was a good carpenter? Because the Bible doesn't really address it. I mean, who knows? Back then, people could have been, good thing that Messiah thing worked out. Yeah, he built a shed for my cousin. What a piece of crap. And the entire time, he's like, I'm the Son of God. Well, right now, you're building a shed. So hop to it, Jesus. Wouldn't it be great if I was electrocuted right now? He did a Jesus joke and he was electrocuted. It's the best show I've ever seen. And it helped my faith. I think it's fascinating. I would have loved to have overheard that conversation where Mary explained to Joseph that she was pregnant. And Joseph wasn't the father. Joseph?
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, we've never made love.
Yeah?
Yeah, anyway, last night an angel visited me, and now I'm pregnant.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you already know about it.
Would have been hard to get Jesus a present back then. Because wherever he got him as a present back then, he must have been,
oh, pair of socks, thanks. Yeah. You know I'm dying for your sins, right?
Yeah, but thanks for the socks.
Yeah, they'll go great with my sandals. What am I, German?
I am offended on so many different levels. What if Moses was here?
We all know Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they wandered in the desert for 40 years. I don't know about you, but after a year, I would have been, this Moses doesn't know where the hell he's going. I appreciate him getting us out of Egypt. We're in the desert, folks, as in no agua.
They wouldn't say agua.
And after Moses parted the Red Sea, did he say anything? Was he like, ta-da!
How about them apples?
Now stop some of your bitching.
I don't know if that's chronologically accurate. This guy's going to hell in two religions. He's practically sprinting there.
Don't worry, you know God has a sense of humor, you know? Because he was talking to Moses as a burning bush.
A burning bush?
Can you imagine if you were the first person Moses told about that?
Yeah, God just talked to me as a burning bush.
Sure he did. Moses, we think maybe you've been burning some bush.
All right, that is all for me. Thank you very much, you guys.